okay.
You'd think people were lined up to get into a nightclub. There's 20 people waiting to get in. But it's noon on a weekday and the line is people with shopping bags waiting for their chance to get into a Ralph's supermarket in Thousand Oaks. Alex Small and Eden Smallberg come out of the supermarket with a shopping cart full of food.
Yeah, we were able to get most of what we wanted. It wasn't actually that like crazy in there. It's pretty relaxed. Like, nobody was being frantic or anything.
There's just the line is pretty long, but inside the store itself isn't that bad. But it is pretty crazy. The shelves are like wiped out. So like no toilet paper at all in there. Dairy products are like real limited right now in there. Eggs, there's like basically one choice of each thing.
How strange is this whole thing?
It's pretty strange because we've never experienced anything like this. It's definitely strange.
It's definitely a different world, even compared to just 2 weeks ago. On the other side of the city, some people are trying a different approach. There's a large crowd for the weekly Thousand Oaks Certified Farmers Market.
I got lettuce, oranges, tangerines, guava, spinach, artichokes, everything fresh and healthy.
Some people here are regulars. Others are newcomers trying to find items they're having a hard time getting in supermarkets. Jose Ramirez with Canyon Meadow Farms sold his entire egg supply in minutes.
You already sold out?
Sold out, just 30 minutes.
how many eggs did you go through? Was it a lot?
Probably like maybe 200 dozens. But I feel bad for my whole bunch of customers. I wish to do more for them, but we do it the best we can.
Ryan Hyde of Thousand Oaks is carrying a carton of eggs like it's a winning lottery ticket.
You guys got eggs.
It's amazing. Well, I'm very, very happy. I got 12 eggs, actually, so it's an exciting moment in my life. This is a special treat for sure.
Are you guys getting more than you might normally just because it's here?
No, we're just buying a normal amount. Don't hoard. That's idiotic.
Another booth features some sometimes hard-to-find items in supermarkets, fresh bakery products. Salomon Abdi is with Bread Bar.
You have bread?
Yes, I do. Fantastic bread and pastries. We hanging in there, trying to bring the freshest bread and pastries from the bakery every day to the market to help, especially at this time. Everybody's staying home with their children at home, and they so much appreciating us being here. So I'm very glad to be here to be able to help.
Business is booming here at the market, which is in the parking lot of the Oaks Mall. Karen Wetzel Schott is with the farmers market.
The state health department and the state agriculture departments have mandated that these are food facilities, mandatory food facilities. So incredibly necessary to have fresh local food. We have a lot of guidelines that we have to follow trying to keep everybody safe. Everything has to be pre-packaged or it has to be raw so it can be washed carefully when you get it home.
The booths have signs reminding people about social distancing. In case they don't, Mark Ortega with the farmers market is patrolling it to remind them.
I'm just here working, keeping everybody 6 feet apart.
Are people kind of getting the message about social distancing and do you have to say, hey, you know, spread out a little?
Yeah, they are kind of staying away, although I'm making them sure it's 6 feet. So they feel like it's 6 feet, but it's not.
So you're kind of the social distancing police.
Yes, exactly. And everyone seems to do what I say, so I didn't even know I could be a police officer.
Shopper Mary Guarci says she's hit the food jackpot. And it's all fresh.
Have you been finding the things that you were looking for here today?
Or? Absolutely. The farmers are to be commended. They're excellent. Yes, everything.
Better than the supermarket?
Absolutely. I shouldn't be saying that, but it's fresh and they last a long time.
What do you have so far?
Oh, I got everything. I got Swiss chard, lettuce, fruit, eggs, everything I could possibly get. I hope they're open. Please let them be here next week.
As supermarkets and big box stores struggle to keep up with the unprecedented demand, farmers markets on the Central and South Coast are finding an unexpected new customer base. And many of the vendors say they're often selling out of their stock and are busy trying to meet the demand. In Thousand Oaks, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.